Latitude Media, podcasts at the frontier of climate technology.
Elon Musk has called lithium the new oil. Demand for critical minerals is booming alongside the surge in global battery production, and countries are racing to control as much mining and processing of lithium, cobalt, nickel, manganese, and graphite as quickly as possible. There's also a race among companies that are exploring artificial intelligence to discover new deposits of critical minerals. It's yet another area where AI could speed up the energy transition. Can it help meet tight deadlines for scaling up needed production? I'm Stephen Lacey. I'm the executive editor at Latitude Media, and this is The Latitude, dispatches from the new frontiers of climate technology. Each week, we bring you the stories from our journalists and columnists reporting at the commercial edge of the energy transition. Today, editor Lisa Martine Jenkins presents a story from the pages of Latitude Media on how AI could alleviate the critical minerals supply crunch. A quick word about our partner, Intersolar North America and Energy Storage North America. Intersolar is the premier U.S.-based trade show and conference focused on solar, storage, and EV charging infrastructure. Latitude listeners are invited to attend the event on January 17th and 19th at the San Diego Convention Center at a discounted rate. To learn, connect, and conduct business with the most innovative companies in the solar and storage industries, visit intersolar.us and use the code LAT to get free expo access and save 20% on a conference pass. I have been going to this conference for years. It's a good one, and we hope to see you at Intersolar North America and Energy Storage North America in San Diego in January. Head on over to intersolar.us to get your discounted ticket.
Can AI alleviate the critical minerals crunch? By Maeve Alsup. The energy transition has an insatiable appetite for critical minerals, and it's an appetite that's only growing. Between now and 2050, demand for the minerals and metals most key to decarbonization is projected to skyrocket. According to a report released this week by Ernst & Young, demand for graphite and cobalt is set to increase by well over 200%, demand for lithium by 910%, and for rare earths by 943%. The good news for cleantech is that there's likely enough to go around. The Earth's crust has no shortage of the critical minerals to power the energy transition. However, both exploration and processing are highly geographically concentrated, primarily in China. Plus, finding critical minerals, including discovering new ones, is very difficult and very expensive. Like other industries looking to move faster, the critical minerals mining sector has been increasingly artificial intelligence curious. AI could, in theory, aid the industry in finding both new deposits of the most sought-after minerals and entirely new materials. That's a potential that has kept money flowing to early-stage AI solutions throughout 2023, despite a tight investment market. In March, AI-based mineral asset generator VerAI raised $12 million for a Series A. In June, Geologic AI raised $20 million for its core scanning robot, also a Series A. Later that month, Berkeley-based Kobold Metals raised $195 million in a round whose investors included T. Rowe Price, Andreessen Horowitz, and Breakthrough Energy Ventures. Last week, Google joined the lineup of players betting AI can speed up operations far up in the mineral supply chain, introducing the DeepMind Graph Networks for Materials Exploration, or GNOME, a deep learning tool for predicting the stability of new materials. Of the 2.2 million predictions made by GNOME, Google said 380,000 are particularly promising for experimental synthesis. Among these candidates are materials that have the potential to develop future transformative technologies, ranging from superconductors, powering supercomputers, and next-generation batteries to boost the efficiency of electric vehicles, the company said. AI's potential role in mineral exploration is broad, and the current offerings each take a slightly different approach. GNOME, for example, is a graph neural network model trained with data on the structure and chemical stability of crystals. It identifies new minerals that have similar structures to known materials and could therefore replace highly in-demand minerals like, say, lithium, relatively easily. Meanwhile, investor darling Kobold uses machine learning and geological data to model the subsurface and predict where mineral deposits are likely to be found. Founded in 2018, the company has scaled quickly, in part because its business model doesn't stop at software. Instead, it makes strategic investments on land claims and then sells licenses to mine operators. To date, Kobold says it has more than 60 mining projects globally. Other startups use machine learning to search through geologic data to identify promising mineral deposits, or even develop robots capable of scanning and analyzing rock samples themselves. For clean energy companies in the United States in particular, there's a tight timeline on ramping up mineral extraction and processing outside of China, thanks to Biden administration guidelines for Inflation Reduction Act tax credits. Under guidance released in early December, for example, automakers have until 2025 to eliminate critical minerals that were extracted, processed, or recycled by foreign entities of concern if they want to qualify for lucrative benefits. Prompted in part by the Biden administration's efforts to decrease reliance on China, the country is likely to have a critical mineral shortage by 2030 or 2035, said Tom Morenhout, a research scholar and adjunct professor at Columbia University. And while processing capacity is something that can be ramped up rather quickly, he added that activity further upstream, like exploration, tends to move very slowly. According to the International Energy Agency, that phase takes an average of 12.5 years, depending on the mineral. The vast majority of known untapped domestic deposits in the U.S., 97% of nickel, 89% of copper, and 79% of lithium, are located near or within Native American reservations, where companies face opposition to the development of mines that could destroy culturally and environmentally important land. In Arizona, for example, mining giant Rio Tinto has been locked in a decade of debate over a copper deposit located under an Apache religious site. Because of the permitting and legal challenges associated with those deposits, Morenhout said there's been talk at the federal level of conducting another big exploration round, starting with areas that are actually much more easy to permit, with less of the environmental and social implications than current projects have. That means the U.S. needs to find new mineral deposits and do it fast. And while there haven't been major technological innovations in mineral exploration in decades, Morenhout said AI has been a major topic for the last several years, particularly among so-called junior miners that are smaller than stalwarts, like Rio Tinto, and are focused on one specific mineral. For those junior miners, he added, the potential of AI-driven mineral discoveries is massive. Done the traditional way, exploration is a billion-dollar undertaking, one that often lacks immediate returns. AI could help shorten the timeline of exploration and decrease the risk, Morenhout said. That means bringing down the cost. And in the case of Nome, the tech could allow miners to home in on high-quality ore, which would allow for easier production and processing. All of this stuff is still being piloted, being developed as we speak, he added. But if you can develop that type of tech, you can almost leapfrog some of the challenges associated with exploration. The potential is quite huge.
The Latitude is hosted by me, Stephen Lacey, and Lisa Martine Jenkins, our editor. Our engineers are Sean Marquand and Roy Campanella III, and the theme song was composed by Sean Marquand. If you like what you hear, as you hear Lisa read some of our coverage, go to latitudemedia.com and you can check out all our stories and sign up for our newsletter, and you'll get everything in your inbox weekly, or follow us on LinkedIn for editorial updates. Thanks to Intersolar North America and Energy Storage North America for their support and partnership. Our team will be there on January 17th through the 19th at the San Diego Convention Center. Visit intersolar.us and use the code LAT to get free expo access and save 20% on a conference pass. This is Latitude, dispatches from the new frontiers of climate technology.